From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The chorus of voices raising concerns over supply chain challenges for U.S. farmers is growing in the halls of Congress. Ag Chair Georgia Democrat David Scott tells the Georgia Farm Bureau much of the trouble with the supply chain can be traced to the pandemic, which has altered agricultural business models. Scott says we don't know how much longer it will be here, but we cannot wait to keep our food supply plentiful and secure. Carbon Robotics could have what may be the future of weed control in agriculture. They're building a small vehicle that rolls across farmland, shooting concentrated bursts of infrared light into the rows that creates audible crackles and the smell of burning vegetation as weeds smolder next to unscathed crops. Carbon Robotics founder Paul Mikesell says the unmanned autonomous laser weeder covers 15 to 20 acres per day and kills up to 100,000 weeds an hour. The U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers Boards met in Kansas City recently with supply chain troubles on the agenda. With longer supply delivery times between Asia and the West Coast and skyrocketing transit costs, Greg Barase with the Port of San Diego previewed expansion plans that introduce bulk freight loading capacity. There's also work being done to create a barge service between San Diego and marine ports to the north, including Oregon and Washington State. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.